I wanna know you.
Grace and blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. Wumi Ajimola here, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. If you are a Christian that has received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, my friend, you need to know that you are not an ordinary human being. No, you are an extraordinary human being that is loaded with the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. These spiritual gifts are the solution to every human problem, and they are crucial to you living the supernatural life of power that God has ordained for you as a believer. This is why the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 1 said, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant, because to be ignorant of the gifts is to be incompetent in the race of life. However, when you know how to flow in the 9 gifts of the Spirit, you will be empowered to excel extraordinarily in life." Today, I continue to share with you some very important things that you need to know about the gifts of the Spirit. Be blessed as you listen.
Noble Hayes said, "The answer to every human problem is the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit." So, what should you and I know about the gifts of the Spirit? Number one, you must know that all the 9 gifts are for you. Say, "They are for me." They are not just for Pastor Toyin Ademola. They are not just for Benny Hinn. They are not just for the great man of God that you hear. They are for you. They are for you. Look at what it says in verse 7 of that same 1 Corinthians 12. "But the manifestation," which is the gifts of the Spirit, "is given to" how many people? To how many people? To each one for the profit of all. The Contemporary English Version says, "is given to each of us." Not some of us, each of us. Each of us, if you have been baptized with the Holy Spirit, each of us have the gift of the Spirit. You have to first be baptized with the Holy Spirit though. But once you are baptized with the Holy Spirit, be rest assured that you have been given the 9 gifts of the Spirit. You know, for many years in my life, since I gave my life to Christ in 1983, I would cry. I would fast. Real heavy fasting. "Father, give me the 9 gifts of the Spirit. I want the word of wisdom. I want the word of knowledge. I want discerning of spirit. I want the gift of speaking in tongues and interpretation of tongues." Because at that time, I speak in tongues, I didn't interpret. "I want the gift of prophecy. Father, I want the gift of faith. The gift of working of miracles. The gift of healings." I would pray fast. Give me. Until one day, the Lord told me, "You already have them. The only thing is that you need to know how to stir them up and flow in them." He said, "Because the gift of the Holy Spirit," that is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, "is one package. You cannot separate the Holy Spirit from his 9 gifts." That is why Apostle Paul calls it the manifestation. That was what he said, the manifestation of the Spirit. We typically call it the gifts of the Spirit, but it's more accurately called the 9 manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And so he said, you cannot separate the Holy Spirit from his manifestations. If you receive the Holy Spirit through baptism, you have also automatically received his 9 gifts. Then he further ahead told me, he said, just as you have 9 parts to the fruit of the Spirit. You know, you cannot separate the fruit of the Spirit. It's one fruit, 9 parts. The same way, one Spirit, 9 manifestations. So if you have been baptized with the Holy Spirit, I'm glad to announce to you, you already carry the 9 gifts of the Spirit. You already have the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, all the gifts. They are in you if you are baptized with the Holy Spirit. This knowledge is very important, because when you know you have something, then you are well positioned to begin to make use of it. then you are well positioned. You are not saying, okay, it's just certain men of God, women of God. No, every Christian. Why? For the profit of all. So that your life can be lived in a supernatural way. Not just for ministerial purposes, but so that you can live your life in a supernatural way. Let me give you an example of what I mean. Back to that businessman. This is what he would do when he's faced with a business deal. He will engage the gift of speaking in tongues. He will speak in tongues for 1 hour. He will say, Lord, this is this business deal before me. Should I enter into it or should I reject it? He will lock himself up in his prayer closet and he will begin to pray in tongues. That's a gift. He will begin to pray in the spirit. And then another gift of the spirit will manifest, the gift of interpretation. And through the interpretation, this man will know exactly what to do. This is not ministry. This is his life. The same thing for every one of us. Maybe you want to make a decision. Maybe you need to know what to do. You need these gifts at your disposal. They don't manifest all at once. They manifest as needed. That's why the Bible says, as the Spirit wills. People misinterpret as the Spirit wills to mean, if the Spirit wills to give one person word of wisdom, he gives one person word of wisdom. If he wants to give somebody word of knowledge, that's not what it means. It means the Spirit manifests the gift that is necessary for the moment. But all the 9 gifts are inside of you if you are baptized with the Holy Spirit. Are you excited about that? I want you to know you are not an ordinary kind of human being. If you are in Jesus, you are super ordinary. And we need to walk in that power. When we do so, we will be making less mistakes. We won't even make mistakes at all. We will go far in life. Effortlessly. God will help you and me in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus himself proved it. That the gifts of the Spirit, you can't separate it from the Holy Spirit. So if somebody received the gift of the Holy Spirit at baptism, he automatically has all 9. If you are praying like me, stop praying. The only thing you should pray now is, Lord, give me the grace to know how to flow. They are ready inside of you for your profit and for your benefit. Let's go to John chapter 7. Hallelujah. I feel the Spirit of God here. John chapter 7 verse 37. Look at the Lord Jesus Christ. He says something profound that proves this. 37 says, on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, look at it, people of God, out of his heart will flow rivers. No, he didn't say river. He said will flow rivers of what? Then in 39, let's read it together. 1, 2. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. There you see it. Jesus Christ is saying right here that when you receive the Holy Spirit, his rivers will flow out of you. The rivers are the 9 manifestations of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus was saying, to those that receive the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, 9 rivers will begin to flow out of them. Everybody, as long as you receive the Holy Spirit, these rivers will flow. The word of knowledge will flow through you. I will explain in later studies exactly what these gifts are. Powerful. The word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, discernment of spirits, ability to see into the realm of the spirit, ability to discern what kind of spirit is operating in a person, good or bad. We all have to have that ability. Speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues. When you know how to speak in tongues, your prayer life will change. To be honest, I don't know how people can pray without praying in tongues. It makes prayer exciting. Because while you're praying, The Holy Spirit will be telling you what you are praying. And we expanding things you didn't think about. Many times I've slept in the, been awoken in the middle of the night by the Lord, not knowing why, just having a burden in my heart. And begin to pray in the Spirit. By the time I begin to pray in tongues, I begin to have an understanding of what I'm praying about. Sometimes it has been about a relative, only to find out later that that relative, at the time I was praying, was delivered from danger. Now, if the only kind of prayer you know how to pray is English or your native language, how can you know that except by the Spirit? It's for you, it's for me. All the nine gifts, Jesus says, the nine rivers will begin to flow through us in the mighty name of Jesus. The supernatural life is your portion. It's my portion. I invite you to begin to walk in it in Jesus' name. I feel the Spirit of God here. Let's stand upon our feet.
Beloved, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure where you will go the moment you take your last breath on earth? Death does not end at all. Everyone living on earth today, whether they realize it or not, is making a journey to an eternal destination, heaven or hell. Do you know where you're going? God's word is crystal clear about this, that to escape the fires of hell, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'd like to become a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ today, please pray this prayer with me. Say, Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus and give me a brand new heart. From today, I surrender my life to Jesus and receive Him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, Amen. In addition to that, find a local church where you can be planted and discipled in Christ and grow. If you live in the city of Houston, it's my pleasure to invite you to join us at Dominion International Center. The details of our location can be found on our website, www.dominionlifestyle.org.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. We believe you've truly been empowered to grow deeper in love with God. If you'd like to be added to our mailing list for news about upcoming broadcasts, please feel free to email knowinggodradio@gmail.com. That's knowinggodradio@gmail.com. You may also email your prayer requests and prayer reports of how God has blessed you by this program to this address. We look forward to hearing from you. Knowing God Radio with Wumi Ademola is a production of the Dominion Lifestyle Media. For more information about our church and inspirational ministry resources, please visit our website at www.dominionlifestyle.org.